Rebecca Glassing, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force. I wanted to talk today about the space between that time that you give yourself to be quiet. And from everything that I perceive, it's becoming less and less frequent for people to give themselves time between things. There's phones to check and social media to check and emails to check. So nothing of your kids and your pets and your loved ones that require your TLC. So is there really space between in your life? And if you did clear space, I wonder what would show up, because one of the things about clearing, energy clearing, is that it gives you more space. And then the human tendency is to fill up that space really fast. It's like, oh my gosh, my living room's empty. That old couch left. I need a new couch now. And if you didn't fill it up right away, if you gave yourself some more space, what could happen different, right? The more time that you give yourself between, the more you can magic up. It's not easy. I'm not actually saying it's easy. So I don't even really want to give you like steps to how to create space in between. Just maybe plant the seed of awareness of what that would be like to have space and to protect that space, right? You know, at work, I worked for a beautiful, actually it was a really nice company, it was Intel Corporation, and I did their philanthropic giving, and I wrote for their magazine, and just had a great job. I helped encourage employees to volunteer. It was a really, really nice job. And if you look at how challenging it is in a work environment to have space between, it's really not sanctioned very much, right? Because it's more about productivity, productivity, productivity. So I'm going to challenge you to find space and protect it. And then as you lift yourself up into a higher frequency, you'll actually have less stress. So the more you give yourself a little bit of space, for me, it actually leads to greater productivity because I have greater clarity and my priorities are in alignment. And then things are really easy because when it's the right time to do something, it gets done a lot quicker than when it's not. So today, just take a moment for yourself and look at that. Now, I had someone say, you know what? I just cannot meditate. I said, okay, well, when do you get new ideas? Like, when does something break through? And she said, well, when I'm riding my bike or when I'm jogging. I said, oh, well, that can be your meditation time. I mean, don't close your eyes when you're jogging or riding your bike. That'd be pretty silly. I used to get the best ideas, like covers for books. The images of covers for books would happen when I was riding my horse, or a new song would come when I was riding my bike. Some beautiful new creation would show up when I was doing that. So your space between could be something that you manufacture by working out or swimming, doing something that you're not crunching your brain so much, and just see what happens as you build some space into each and every day. You can even block it out, like, you know, set your alarm for on the hour and give yourself 3 minutes of nothing. Could you even do 3 minutes an hour? I don't know. I mean, I watch my kids. I don't think they can. Of course, I could force it, but I don't think, like, not doing anything for 3 whole minutes, I think they might start climbing the walls and need to check their phones or play Xbox or do homework or eat. So today, look at the spaces between and look at each day, and then look what you can do different. See if you can add just a little more space for you. Maybe take an extra 3 minutes in the bath. You know, just something. That's my challenge. Find that space. Have a most beautiful day. This is Erica. You're joining me on Energy Clearing for Life Force. I really believe in having lots and lots of life force energy. And these are each day, there's just a little something to help you have more life force energy. So I hope you enjoyed today. That's kind of an odd one, right? Space between things.